I'm here with Dana Fowler, the owner of Common Crumb Artisan Bakery. Hi, Dana.
Hello, Danica.
So tell us a little bit about Common Crumb and what you as a business have to offer the local community.
Well, I bake everything in-house. So as far as baked goods go, our spread tends to be biscotti, which is like my flagship item, kind of where I got my start. I can tell you about that in a bit. And scones, cookies, granola. I also make my own English muffins on the griddle. And I offer breakfast sandwich as well as some rotating lunch sandwich specials on that. Parfaits with the granola. And then a couple other rotating things. Cinnamon nut coffee ring, banana, whatever I'm feeling motivated to make and eat. Whatever sells well. But it's always local ingredients, organic too, but local's the forefront. We also have a locally roasted coffee, an espresso machine, and a little retail cabinet where I feature a wonderful spread of New York products. Always kind of trying to keep things fresh, you know?
So what has been your journey up until now? What has been your inspiration?
Well, back when I was about 14 or 15, I was involved in bake sales in high school, and my mother wanted to see me bake biscotti. So that was where I got that kick. That just sort of evolved into me having a small high school business, selling to friends, teachers, just hustling. And it's just been constant hustle. I went to college, culinary arts at Johnson & Wales, and then I transferred to Russell Sage for nutrition. And in my time, I spent in Denver, Colorado, and Providence, Rhode Island, traveling a lot as well, and up and down the East Coast, always making sure to stop at the local cafe to get a taste, a flavor of what the community was like. And I always took a little something from every place that I went, a little bit of inspiration. And after I graduated college, I relaunched my biscotti business as wholesale biscotti, as well as participating in farmers markets. So that was 2015. Bella Bounty was the name of my biscotti business. And then that was just with the notion of building a foundation for my own cafe, which took about 5 years. And now I'm finally at the place where I have that platform to offer more than just biscotti. And now it's a matter of getting my inspiration from my customers, from the seasons, the locality, and just like networking and meeting new people and their products. It's really what makes this cafe artisan.
Yeah. So it sounds like really the traveling even and visiting other cafes has helped you create your own identity as a brand.
Yeah, it's been really integral. It's always been my most favorite part about traveling and the road tripping. And I get to offer people what I was always looking to get on the road.
So I was just going to say.
The most fun part, especially being here on Route 7 and getting to be in the community of Brunswick and Troy, but also seeing a lot of people pass by going to Vermont and back to Jersey and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Good mix.
You're being that for others now. So how did you come up with the name Common Crumb?
Well, the name Common Crumb was actually an idea of a friend of mine who, Catherine Howe, she was actually integral in my Bella Biscotti PR and putting my wholesale information together to try to get accounts with cafes and whatnot, making business cards. So she was at a bonfire with my husband and my friends and I one night, and we were just kind of talking about the cafe. This was like years ago, and Bella Bounty was just getting its start. And she was like, oh, well, what about the name Common Crumb? So I hadn't thought of a name yet. And it just was like light bulb. That was it. It just had that ring. And the more that we thought about it, the more that we just really embodied it. And from there, it was just a matter of getting in with a graphic designer and making the sign and kind of having the branding aspect in the logo more or less evolve from the name itself. but I've always had a thing for alliterations. So Common Crumb definitely seemed natural. And it's also most common thing is that there are only crumbs left on plates. So that was kind of what it came from too. And everyone has something in common. So there are a lot of levels, a lot of layers to it.
Right. At what point did you realize that the pandemic was going to be taking over or taking down even some like small businesses? What was your approach or how did you address the situation?
Well, I was very fortunate. It was just myself that I had to be concerned with as an employee. I don't have a staff. It's a one-woman show. So I didn't have to worry about letting anyone go, which was wonderful. But at the same point in time, I could empathize with some other restaurants who were not in the same boat. And fortunately, so much of our business was already counter takeout service that it was just a matter of reformatting the floor plan, taking the seats out, just making it standing for customers waiting, make more space for people to stand further away while they wait for their food, promoting via Facebook. The dynamic really didn't shift too much. Our sales did go down, but it was a needed slowing so we could plan for all the other aspects that we are already planning to execute, such as outdoor seating. We've only been open since October of 2019. So we were still molding what we wanted the business to be in the coming year. So we were not at too critical of a place as far as breaking the business. There are a lot of ways in which we benefited from it. And now we're seeing our sales go up and it's starting to normalize a little. We're about a month away from being able to offer outdoor seating. And I know that that will be even less than a month and that will be a real boost.
Can you tell us a little about the other partners and organizations that you work with?
Collaborate with? Yeah.
Yeah.
So my first partner was Steve Pavanka. He's the owner and roaster of Brutus Roasters based out of Del Mar. He also has a new shop right next to the Madison Theater in Albany on Madison. And ironically, that used to be Tierra Farms, and I used to sell my biscotti there. I also sell my biscotti to Brutus, and I sell his coffee. So it's a one hand washes the other type of deal. I got my espresso machine from him. He's been really integral in the direction of our cafe. But other than him, I also have Starry Ridge Farm, have them from Maple, Bee Bevy, Happy Bee Company for honey, Pixies Preserves. I've been using them for some produce and jam. Laughing Earth, I've been supporting them as a farm in Propsyville for 5 years, and I use their eggs. Born, I use his bacon. So a lot of these places are only like 10, 15 minutes away from me. So that's been really great, just realizing how close you can get fresh ingredients.
Talk about local, right?
Yeah. It's like Brunswick is a hop away from a lot of fun things. So I'm going to good location for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add about things people should know?
Well, I'm closed Monday, Tuesday. My hours are Wednesday to Sunday, 8 to 3. You can always call and order in if you'd like. My phone number, the address, it's all online at common-crumb.com. And like I had mentioned before, outdoor seating. Right now, we're not really doing dining in. We have just one two-top, and that's about it. But we will be adding 12 seats with between a few picnic tables outside in the coming weeks. That is something you'll be able to see from Hoosick Street passing. So keep your eyes open for that.
Great.
I'm in a little white one-room schoolhouse too, pushed back on the property. So it's a cute spot. I really look forward to having some new customers, hopefully.
Awesome. And I'll be one of them.
Yeah, I look forward to that. You know that it's lunch on me.
Oh. Well, thank you so much, Dana.
Yeah, thank you, Danica. This has really been wonderful.